Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 11th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 11 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, What Are You Waiting For? This week's story comes to us from Chris Latray and is titled Rockin' Ass Bound. Find out more about Chris at chrislatray.com. Thank you for listening.
So 1986, when my friend Mike, who's probably the best friend I've ever had, graduated from high school, we moved to Seattle because we were going to be rock stars. I graduated in 85, so I waited a year, spent a year supposedly at the U of M, but all I really did is play intramural soccer with all the hippies all day. Didn't really go to class, but just kind of waited because we were going to be superstars, right? We moved there. About a year into it, I met a girl. We kind of met under strange circumstances. My initial intent was to ask her roommate out, who happened to be this kind of curvy redhead. And those of you who know me know that I've kind of got a thing for curvy redheads, if you know my wife. But her redheaded friend wasn't home, so I asked her instead, would you like to go out? And we did. This is like January of 1988. And I remember that because the last show I saw before I got involved with her was Aerosmith. Dokken opened. Any Dokken fans? I was there for Dokken more than I was for Aerosmith. They were awesome. Aerosmith was good too. So things move along. Her mom had her come home for spring break. This is like March, April. And she's at home. The plan was that a friend of hers that was also, this is Auburn, Washington. So I was living at a time in an apartment complex that was essentially kind of a dorm for the community college that was about a mile away. And that's kind of how we met, right? Because I was there and she was there and she's on spring break. A friend of hers was also in Auburn, took her home. And then the plan was that I was going to drive over, meet her mom, big deal, and come back and bring her back. So on the way over, and this next piece is key to this entire story, and that is that the van I was driving all of a sudden developed some kind of a carburetor problem where it would run fine for a while, and it would kind of poof, 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 and quit, and I'd have to sit for a while, and then it would start up and run fine again for a while. So this is April, leaving the Seattle area, going over Snoqualmie Pass, which is, if you don't know, is kind of the I-90 pass that you go through the Cascade Mountains to separate Eastern Washington from Western Washington. And van starts dying, going over the pass. There's this huge freak spring snowstorm. So I had to stop and chain up, and my hands are all greasy, like up to my elbows from having to wrestle with these chains. And I don't get them on right because it's dark. And like for 15, 20 miles, piece of the chain just like bang, bang, bang on the outside of my van and just totally just smashed the whole side of the fender well. Meanwhile, this smart ass that I work with, because this van, I had a van because we're a rock band, right? You got to haul gear. And someone had written in the dust on the back of the window, Rockin' Bound. And then this little bastard Chico that I worked with managed to squeeze in the word ass between bound. So it says Rockin' Ass Bound on the back of my van, which I'm driving to meet my actual future mother-in-law for the first time. Rockin' Ass Bound. So I make it over, you know, several hours late because of the carburetor problem and the bad weather and all that. We get in, you know, I show up. She comes out to meet me, you know. They have me set up on this little cot, like in the back room. And, you know, we're 20 years old, you know, but I can hear her mom in the next room going, Laurel, her name's Laurel. Laurel, you should go to bed now in your own room. So I'm abandoned after this harrowing journey to this little cot in my own little room. But we make it through, you know, next day, everything's fine. I meet her mom who's, you know, all of about 4'11", literally. I mean, if she breaks 5 feet, it's only when she's, like, really mad and kind of expands. And I guarantee that at this point in her life, she had very clear ideas about her children and what their lives were going to entail. And I guarantee it had nothing to do with a long-haired rock dude. She told Laurel, you know, when we were still getting together, that if you stay with this guy in 2 years, you're going to have 2 kids and you're going to be living in that van. So this is what I'm up against. But, you know, I play it cool. Everything's fine. You know, rocking ass bound, whatever. I got a fake leather jacket, long hair. We're doing stuff the next day, and I don't really remember what it was that we did. We, like, went to the store or something, and we're driving back, and all of a sudden my van's doing this blah, 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 blah thing, and I know it's going to die, and if it dies, we're going to be stuck wherever we are for the next 20 minutes. So I'm coming up to this stop sign, and I'm looking, you know, small town. This is Goldendale, Washington, which is, like, I don't know, 40 miles south of Yakima. I've kind of blocked it out of my memory because I don't really know where it is. It's like this vortex of doom that I try not to remember. But it's somewhere out there south of Yakima. And there's nobody around. So I just coast through the stop sign and manage to make it to her mom's house right in front, look in the rearview mirror, and here comes this cop. And I have no idea where he was or where he came from, but somehow he witnessed my stop sign roll through incident. So he gets out, you know, I'm already out, and he looks at my license, which I find out is expired, like for 3 months. So he's looking at my expired license, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man, officer, I didn't know that was expired or whatever. And so he gets in his car, and he's kind of talking, and we're, you know, it's no big deal. There's just one cop car at this point behind my van, rocking ass bound in front of her mom's, my future mother-in-law's house. So he gets out, and he's a younger guy, and he's like, well, apparently there's a FTA on your record, and I need to find out from my supervisor what to do. And I said, FTA, and he says, what's that? He says, well, that's failure to appear from King County. So if this was a movie, this is where we'd have this big flashback scene from the past. Shortly, like in the summer after we moved there in 1986, me and my friend Mike and another guy from our band, or with a couple dudes we met in Washington, like at some park somewhere in you know, the Seattle area. And at this time, Mike and I, at least, were, I mean, the whole, like, straight-edge movement and punk rock was happening at this time in D.C., but we had no idea that it existed, but that's essentially what we were. And what straight-edge was is that you didn't drink, you didn't smoke, you didn't do any drugs, you didn't have sex, and we didn't do any of that stuff, but the sex was more a result of chicks just not digging us. So we'd have totally been like that. We wouldn't have been, like, totally straight-edge, but we were working the important stuff. And at the time, the guy we had that was our front man, the singer, you know, he was good looking. That's why he couldn't really sing worth a shit, but we had him because the chicks did dig him, and he didn't really bother to go out and meet other women. He just poached the women that we met. So we were, like, providing him with all these women from the hot job we had at Kentucky Fried Chicken when we first moved over there. So we're out at this park with these guys who have this cooler, which to us, you know, we're figuring, oh, there's probably some Dr. Pepper, maybe some ham and cheese sandwiches in there. Well, it's loaded with alcohol, which we were not partaking of. And a cop comes along, he's talking to us, and he gives us all tickets for having alcohol in a public place. And we're like, you know, fuck those guys, fuck the cops. We weren't even drinking. We're not going to do anything about this ticket. But we did. You know, when we got the thing in the mail that we had to go to court, so we go to court and we tell the judge, you know, we were there, yeah, we were there, we weren't drinking, so we don't think this ticket should, you know, be applicable to us. And he didn't see it that way, and he gave us this fine that, you know, we walked out and said, fuck the cops, fuck the judge, we're not going to pay this ticket. Year later, I'm parked in front of my rockin'-ass van, rockin'-ass-bound van in front of the future mother-in-law's house with the cop behind it, and he's saying that we didn't pay this ticket. So he calls a supervisor who shows up, pulls in his cop car behind him, the light's going. By the time they decide what they're going to do, there's like 3 local cops. This is a true, Mark, these are true stories, right? This is a true-ass story. There's 3 local cops and 2 Highway patrolmen, all out in front of this house in this little neighborhood, all with their lights going, trying to figure out what to do with me. Who, like, I didn't drink beer until I'm, like, in my 30s, you know? I'm, like, 20. I was literally 20 years old at this point. Lights going. Neighbors are all in the windows, you know, looking out, see what's going on, what's going over at Jeannie's house. And she's like, up to about 6 feet tall at this point. And the guy comes over, and it turns out he's, like, a rookie. He's never arrested anybody before. And he comes over, and he says, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, you've got this failure to appear in King County. We don't think that you're going to, you know, pay this ticket here in whatever fucking stupid county it was. We're going to have to take you in. I'm like, well, what does that mean? He says, well, you know, put your hands up on the car. And so they do the whole, like, hands on the car, feel me up, and put the cuffs behind my back. And I'm like, is this really necessary? And he's kind of embarrassed by it. And, you know, my future wife's crying. And they shove me in this car, and they haul me off to the can. And luckily, I had just gotten paid, so I had enough money, you know, for bail money. But the problem was is that, so after I bail myself out of jail, I got to figure out how to get a license so that I can drive my future wife back to Auburn, or where the hell it was, hellhole we were living in at the time. So I had to take my driver's test in my enraged future mother-in-law's car, which thankfully I pass. And we make it back, and, you know, I'm not married to her anymore, but... but we did have, you know, 6 good months out of 10 years. I probably get along with the former mother-in-law better than I get along with her. But if you want to know what this really story has to do with, what's the theme again? What are you waiting for? It's that if you're young and you're going to do sketchy shit, number one, don't get caught. And number two, if you get a ticket for it, do not wait to pay it. Pay your tickets. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockinRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and especially to the storytellers Jeff Peepos, Gabby Grant, Joe Stone, Pat Williams, Jack Rowan, Chris Latray, Acton Douglas, Georges DiGiorgio, Ray Richaud, Luke Morgan Algeier, and Joshua Slack. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for August 19th at the Top Hat. The theme, Busting. See you then.